One of the most important things we can do to support the people we care about is to check in with them and ask them, "Are you okay?" This simple question, when asked in a meaningful way, can allow people to talk about the problems they may be facing with a workmate, a friend, or a family member. And if someone does open up to us about how they're feeling, it's important that we listen without judgment and then follow up with the person on an ongoing basis to offer our support. Here's Paul McFarlane, the senior chaplain with New South Wales Ambulance and an Are You OK community ambassador.
Well, I think it is important to follow up because it's always the what next question, what do we do next? And that's why we often jump to solutions too quickly. But perhaps at the end of a conversation, it's good to summarise by saying, look, it's been great that you shared that with me. I'm so pleased that you felt able to do that. What are you going to do now? What's your next step? What do you think I could do to help you that would help you get some assistance? You know, you want to encourage some action, basically. And really, it's probably picking one thing to do, one step. And I'd certainly suggest things like, you know, have you talked to your doctor recently? You know, our GPs are really, really crucial in terms of long-term healthcare with us as a community. So have you talked to your doctor? You know, have you ever talked to a counsellor about this? And often people haven't, you know, talked to a health professional recently, and that's a really good place to start. So it could be about encouraging that. It could even be saying, look, can I go with you? Can I help you make an appointment? You know, if they're open to that. So that, you know, you're not leaving them just with an idea that they don't feel empowered to act upon. And if people are feeling depressed or they're feeling pretty low and feel like they're running out of options, they may not have a lot of energy to actually, you know, pick up the phone and do the practical things needed to organise appointments and things. So maybe as a friend or a workmate, a colleague, you can help them with that. And even drop them off, pick them up, have a coffee afterwards. That could be a really practical thing to do.
So why not make today the day you reach out to a workmate, friend or family member and start a conversation that could change a life? The Are You OK website is a great place to go to find some practical advice on ways to start a conversation with someone you care about. Visit areyouokday.com.
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.